Greetings and salutations, everyone. So it's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And I've been catching up on some of my boos. And I heard Boo Sounds, Michelle, share that, I think it was Dolores, had mentioned doing a scary story thread on Audio Boo. I'm not sure all the details as far as, you know, scary stories, like real scary stories or made up scary stories, because Halloween soon approaches. Like personal experiences, made up stories, I don't know. Paranormal, UFOs, who knows? I'm sure we can be as creative as we want. But anyway, I'm going to share a personal scary story. And it's more of like an experience. Now, I hope I can do it in this short amount of time. But anyway, when I was 27 years old, I was living with my mother and my children. And I had my first nightmare that I remember. And I had been sleeping in a bunk bed where the bottom bunk is a full-size bed and then the top is a single bed. And I had gotten that for my daughter and myself for our room. And then the boys had their room and my mom had her room. But anyway, I remember dreaming that I was stuck in a glass box. I could see myself sleeping, but I also felt myself in the box. And all I could relate it to was Snow White in the book, where you see her and the dwarfs make her the little like coffin. And this thing was on top of the glass box, which was on top of me, as I was laying in the bed. And I could see the room around me. It was dark. And I could hear this evil-sounding laughter. Just a sound that I've never heard before. And I could see not facial features, not fingers or hands, but just a dark shadow and the pressure on the box. And all I kept thinking that is, if I don't get out from underneath the box, I'm going to die right here in my bed under this box. I'm going to asphyxiate. And as I looked up through the glass top of the box, I could see it looking down on me. No face. Just kind of like the Grim Reaper, where you see the hood and the shadow where the face should be. And I still have these kind of dreams. However, they've changed a bit. But it's always the same dark, evil thing that's in my dreams. And I told my beloved the next time I have one of these dreams not to wake me up. And since he's sleeping downstairs in his chair, and he will be for the next 2 weeks, I'm kind of afraid to have one of these dreams and him not being next to me. Because my mother woke me up. Somebody's always woke me up. So that's my big fear, is dying in my sleep, I guess. So that's my scary story.